السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Ramadan, the month of the Noble Quran. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the Most High, the Most Great. He is the one who sent down the Noble Quran to us. He is the one who has revived the souls of the believers thereby. And he sent down this Quran as a light by which our hearts are illuminated. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, without any partner. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is his servant and messenger. And I bear witness that he was the best of mankind, being the best of companions to the Quran, the best of those who recited it, the best of those who acted upon it, and the best of those who taught it. O Allah, bestow your peace and blessings and mercy upon him, and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in guidance in the best of ways until the last day, amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to observe the taqwa of Allah, and to recite his book with contemplation. For it is the companion of the worshippers in this life and shall be an interceder for them in the next. Whoever recites it ascends in their spiritual rank, and whoever acts upon it shall be amongst the righteous. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. This is the book about which there is no doubt, a guidance for those who have taqwa of Allah. أيها المؤمنون, O believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us about the Quran by telling us that it is a book that has been made a light for guidance. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا. And thus we revealed to you an inspiration of our command. You did not know what is the book or what is faith, but we have made it a light by which we guide whom we will from our servants. Brothers and sisters, indeed the Quran is a light. And this light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us is also akin to a firm rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by which if we hold firm to, we shall be on the straight path. And by which if we hold firm to, we shall be from the rightly guided. And this is why you find those who have wisdom, the wise, that they are those who draw their wisdom from the Quran, and that those who have knowledge never tire of drawing their knowledge through the meanings from the Quran. For the Quran is the best of discourse, for it is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the speech or discourse of Allah. And hence, it is the most eloquent, the most powerful, the most encompassing, the most noble in meaning. And by it being revealed to the best of messengers, through the course of the best of angels, it has made us, as an ummah, the best of mankind, provided we follow it. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. That the trustworthy spirit has brought it down. In other words, Jibreel. عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ. Upon your heart, O Prophet, that you may be of the warners. بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. In a clear Arabic tongue. So brothers and sisters, the nature of the Quran in its Arabic language with the correct tajweed, the correct form of recitation, is actually something that will soften our hearts, because it is divine revelation. And so whoever adheres to the recitation of the Quran must know that by reciting it, they are giving their hearts a form of nourishment. Whether they are aware of the apparent meaning or not, the meaning is penetrating them. And how greater it would then be if they would reflect upon the meaning through an awareness, through contemplation, through understanding, and how greater it would be if they then take its guidance and strengthen their faith thereby. For have we not heard the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. That indeed the believers are those who, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts become fearful and full of awe. And when His verses are recited to them, it increases them in faith. So brothers and sisters, this is the month of the Quran. This is the month in which the Quran was sent down. And it behooves anyone who claims to have any attachment or to be a lover of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give of themselves something with regards to the recitation of the Quran in the night and in the day, and to ensure that this month is something whereby they fulfill the haqq of the Quran upon them. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتِ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people, and a clear proof of guidance and a criterion. Subhanallah. We have come to know from the narrations that during the month of Ramadan, the angel Jibreel every night would gather with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would review the Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at his own level, a level that none of us can reach, but yet his sunnah points us towards, would find sweetness in his heart, tranquility in his soul, and serenity in his spirit. And even though the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's intimate knowledge, because he was insanul kamil, the most wholesome, perfect human being, his knowledge of the Quran, in that it was or is the most perfect, wholesome book, even though that can be unmatched, that connection of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the Quran, this sunnah, this act of him reviewing the Quran with Jibreel, is a pointer to what we should be doing in the month of Ramadan. For the month of Ramadan is asking us to approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of our ability. And that's why Khabbab ibn al-Arat, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, said, approach Allah to the best of your ability, but know that you will not approach him with anything more beloved to him than his own words, the Quran. And so anyone who wants to take a portion of this month, Ya Baghi al-Khayr Aqbil, O you who seek good, come forward. Anyone who wants to do good, to take good, should know that there needs to be something in this portion of Ramadan for them, of their relationship with the Quran. There needs to be something of their ears hearing its tilawa, their tongue reciting its verses. There needs to be something of their tadabbur, their allocating a daily portion of their time to their contemplation of the Quran. We find the righteous scholars such as Imam Malik, who by their nature would always be reciting Quran anyway as part of their daily routine. But they say when the month of Ramadan would come, it would be as if they were drowned or immersed in its recitation and contemplation. Likewise, Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri, whenever Ramadan entered, would say, indeed, this month is for the Quran. This month is for the recitation of the Quran. And these are the people who had certainty in the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his promise to them of elevation in regards to the Quran. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله به حسنة والحسنة بعشر أمثالها. That whoever recites a letter from the book of Allah will receive a reward for it, and the reward 10 times the like of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us about this great reward of the Quran and its connection to fasting. In that, just as we can hope for great reward from fasting in this month, then this Quran also will be something that we can hope for reward for both the fasting and our recitation of the Quran will intercede for us on the Day of Judgment. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "As-siyamu wal-Qur'an yashfa'an lil-'abdi yawm al-qiyamah." That fasting and the Quran will intercede for the servant on the Day of Resurrection. يقول الصيام أي ربي منعته الطعام الشهوات بالنهار فشفعني فيه. I kept him away from his food and drink and his passions during the daylight hours. So accept my intercession for him. وَيَقُولُ الْقُرْآنُ, and the Quran would say, مَنَعْتُهُ النَّوْمَ بِاللَّيْلِ فَشَفِعْنِي فِيهِ. And the Quran says, I prevented him from sleeping at night, so accept my intercession on his behalf. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قَال فَيُشَفَّعَانِ. And so both of the intercessions will be accepted. O reciters of the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should know that from our gatherings with our families and our friends in this blessed month is something very important, especially with our families, that we gather also with the Quran, that we come together with our wives and our children, sometimes reciting, sometimes reflecting upon what the Quran has to say, to let the Quran be something living in our lives, in our homes, to study it together, to emphasize its injunctions. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you are those who learn the Quran and teach it. And each and every one of us has some capacity to learn something of the Quran and to be partaking in this process of spreading its knowledge. So let us, brothers and sisters, not only engage with our recitation of Quran, but make this a month where our relationship with the Quran becomes something immense, that we make it a point where we make the Quran the center of our lives, the constitution of what we want to be. Let it be a light for us, a guidance, a mercy, and ultimately let it be a means of intercession for us on the Day of Judgment. So we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran the rabi'ah of our hearts, the spring of our hearts, the healing of our traumas, the remover of our sorrows, the release of that which releases our worries, and be that which guides us to the gardens of eternal bliss. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to continue to be those who honor His book, to be its those who contemplate its meanings and act according to what is in it, and that He make us from the Ashab al-Quran, the people of the Quran, by His most merciful, for He is Ar-Rahman. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhul jalali wal ikram. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we seek Your refuge. I say this and I ask You for forgiveness for myself and for those listening and all of the believers, wheresoever they be. So, O believers, seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.